Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Shall we do speed jokes? Thanks for sending them in. We're sponsored by our friends at Team Hochberg. Got a joke today from Terry Corbett in Downers Grove and Pam Adams listening in Tucson. Dan Finnegan, the fire life safety consultant in West Dundee, sent us a joke. Dan Gochner wrote to say that he still has not received a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, and I wrote back about this apparent delivery mishap. Now, he wrote back to say, "Hey, John, thanks. I think the reason I have not received that Speed Jokes coffee mug is a function of my not yet winning one. Any chance you could rig the drawing?" Signed, Dan. Wayne L. Francisco in Pontiac sent us a joke. Cindy in Madison, Wisconsin, thank you. Harlan in Arizona. And Fran Rivet, mugless, Ian Morris. Got a joke from Ed Stanley and Bob Jakeway in Rockford, Illinois. And Dave in Canada wrote this. "So again on Friday, John, I came within one vote of having the best joke of the week. Now, I already have my coveted WGN Speed Joke mug featuring Daisy, the delightfully dizzy dappled dachshund. So if I'm going to win this thing again, and my optimism is high, I notice you are getting an increasing amount of email from people who signed their names mugless. I get a sense, in fact, that this might wind up being one of the most popular names for both boys and girls in 2022. Anyway, so when one of my jokes has your merry band of Friday revelers rolling in the aisles, would you be willing to send the mug to someone who signs their name mugless?" "Not a bad idea. Signed, Dave, mugged in Canada, but the good kind." And Father Ron in Peru sent us this joke. A woman goes into the confessional and says, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." Priest says, "I know, I saw it on Facebook. Did you know that a jellyfish can go its entire life without ever once meeting a peanut butter fish? Andy, did you know a peanut butter fish can go its whole life without ever meeting a chocolate fish?"
"I do now."
"I could go on. I don't have an Advent calendar this year, so I'm just opening up cupboards and eating whatever's in there. What do you call a man with no shins?" "Tony." "What brand of motorcycle does Santa ride?" "That's a Harley Davidson." "What's the most popular Christmas wine?" "But I don't like Brussels sprouts."
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray the gingerbread man, and John Williams will star as Doctor.
"My knee is killing me. What should I do?"
"Have you tried icing it, gingerbread man?" "What do you call a Christmas rom-com about bread? Loaf, actually. What did the third wise man say after his friends had already presented gold and frankincense? He said, but wait, there's myrrh." "My doctor said after exercising, all the endorphins make a person feel better, so I bought an aquarium." I'm just going to let that one sit there for a minute. "Oh my God, Andy, there's a wolf."
"Where?"
"No, the regular kind." What did the jigsaw puzzle sing when the dog knocked over the table?
"I fall to pieces."
Been working on my jigsaw puzzle. I do it every winter.